In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer. Well, hello everyone and welcome to another day of Common Prayer. It's Brandon here on Thursday, October 8th. And I'm excited to be here with you this morning. As I was preparing for today, I started singing a song that was pretty much straight out of the Psalms. It says, "Lord, I run to you. No one else will do. Lord, you said we'd face trouble, pain, and fear, but to be of good cheer, for you have overcome the world. I lift my eyes up to the mountains. Where does my help come from? It comes from you, God, because you're the maker of earth and heaven, and there is nothing that's too strong for you." And I just feel like I wanted to start with that today, because in a sense, what we're doing with this common prayer, what we're doing daily is we're making time to run to the one who created everything. We're building that time into our lives. And when you look at the spiritual greats, maybe the most spiritual great, Jesus, even Jesus made time to run to his Father, to lift his eyes to the mountains. And so this morning, whatever kind of week you've had, maybe it's been a chaotic one, maybe it's been a good one. But I'm going to ask for you to re-center yourself on God, to turn your eyes to the mountains, to where your help comes from. Let's take a moment of silence. Today we're going to be reading out of 2 Peter, it's chapter 1. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ. To those who through the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ have received a faith as precious as ours, grace and peace be yours in abundance through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of him, who called us by his own glory and goodness. Through these, he has given us his very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness, knowledge, and to knowledge, self-control, and to self-control, perseverance, and to perseverance, godliness, and to godliness, mutual affection, and to mutual affection, love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But whoever does not have them is nearsighted and blind, forgetting that they have been cleansed from their past sins. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, make every effort to confirm your calling and election. And if you do these things, you will never stumble, and you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So I will always remind you of these things, even though you know them and are firmly established in the truth you have now. I think it is right to refresh your memory as long as I live in the tent of this body, because I know that I will soon put it aside, as our Lord Jesus Christ has made it clear to me. And I will make every effort to see that after my departure, you will always be able to remember these things. For we did not follow cleverly devised stories when we told you about the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ in power, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. He received honor and glory from God the Father when the voice came to him from the majestic glory, saying, "This is my Son, whom I love, with whom I am well pleased." We ourselves have this voice. We have heard this voice that came from heaven when we were with him on the sacred mountain. We also have the prophetic message as something completely reliable, and you will do well to pay attention to it as to a light shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Above all, you must understand that no prophecy of Scripture came about by the prophet's own interpretation of things. For prophecy never had its origin in the human will. But prophets, though human, spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. I think this is actually a really, really great reminder, and you know, something I'm taking out of it, and certainly this isn't the only thing you could take out of it, but what I want to meditate on today is this idea that we have knowledge of Christ. But if you look at the words that he's using, you'd be starting around verse 3, when he says, "For this very reason, make every effort to add your faith goodness, to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness mutual affection." And he ultimately ends on love. And you know, knowledge is one piece of that. So knowing about God is important. So all the Bible studies you're doing, all of the teaching that you're sitting under, all of that is super, super important. But I think what he's saying here is that there's more to the Christian life than that. And you need to make sure that you have a, so to speak, well-rounded Christian life. And so I want to meditate on these things that he's talking about. Make sure that you add goodness to your faith. How often do you see faith without goodness? Make sure to your knowledge you add self-control. What does that look like? Your self-control, perseverance. So maybe you're very disciplined, but when it comes to things getting really hard, you tend to run. Perseverance, godliness. Godliness is a big one. Maybe we could say character, godly character. Mutual affection, taking care of each other, and then ultimately love. So I want to take a few minutes and ask, which one of those is jumping out at you that you need to bring to God? Which one of those, as in a well-rounded Christian life, do you need to add more of? So we have faith and goodness, goodness knowledge, self-control, perseverance, mutual affection, and love. So where are you at on your faith? How about your goodness, your godliness, your kindness, your character, your mutual affection, and your love? Take a minute and pick which one of those maybe you feel like you're lacking in the most, and allow God to speak into your life. So next, Peter talks about the prophecy of Scripture. And as you read this, I think one of the things that's so incredible is that you see this guy that knew Jesus. He knew him. He was an eyewitness. He even said here, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. We didn't follow any cleverly devised stories when we told you about the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ in power. We were eyewitnesses. And he says, I just want you to understand this. I think it's right to refresh your memory. As long as I live in the tent of this body. I mean, this guy is a guy that knew he was going to be dying soon for his God. He knew he was going to be dying for his God. And so he talks about the reliability of this scripture, of this word, of God's promises. And so I just want, as we close here today, I just want you to consider, where are you at with God's promises? Is it something that you remind yourself of? Is it something that you truly trust in? Is it truly that you truly believe? And I would encourage you to maybe even Google search the promises of God. And you're going to find all over Scripture these promises that Peter's talking about. But I want you to just take stock of where your faith is at right now. Are those promises fresh in your mind, or do you need to refresh them? Take a minute. God, this is not some fictional story. You are not some fictional character from the way back past. You're the real, living, and moving God. You really came here to be among us. And would you help us today as we go through our day to make this so much real, more real to us than we've ever imagined? God, would you remind us, would you make this fresh on our mind like it is with Peter, that you lived and you breathed and you moved and you're still moving and you're still guiding. So Lord, we trust your promises. Would you remind us at every step of the way, at every challenge, of your promises? I want to just leave you with a prayer guidance today. Pray this over you. Heavenly Father, in you we live and we move and we have our being. We humbly pray to you, so guide and govern us by your Holy Spirit, that in all cares and occupations of our life we may not forget you, but may remember that we are ever walking in your sight through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.